Welcome to the Sugar Show Sweet Success Stories Series. This episode, we talk with Tahina Rock, the dynamic owner of Bare Body Sugaring in New York. We go through all the steps in her sweet journey to success. Check it out. And we are live. That's what the ticker says. Hello, my girl. Greetings, everyone. Hi. This live sugar show. I am Shannon, your host, the Sugar Mama. And this episode is our success story, and we are live. So I'm putting Tahina on the spot. Everyone, this is Tahina Rock. Welcome.
Hi, Shannon. How are you?
So good. So good. This is my favorite thing to do, is to jump into your office, so to speak, across the country and feature those of you that are killing it with your sweet success. And I really want to share with others that are wanting to learn how to sugar, or maybe they're struggling with their technique, on you can do it stories. So I contacted Mabel Machabunga Butler with Tapira, and I said, all right, girl, give me some of your favorites. And you jumped out as a clear front runner. So Mabel is a big fan of you, my girl.
I love Mabel. Yes.
Yeah. So we are going to get to Mabel when we talk about your journey. But Tahina, share with the crew where you're sitting and what you are doing now. And then we're going to start back in the beginning. So share with them where you are.
Sure. I am at Bare Body Sugaring in New York. I am the owner of the 3-room studio. I have 3 employees that work for me. And we sugar and do facials here.
Oh, my girl. I can't wait to share with them your story, because it is truly a story of grit and hard work. And you are truly an inspiration. So let's start in the very beginning. So, Miss Tahina, how did you even get into aesthetics? What brought you to aesthetics, and how long ago was that?
So it was maybe 5 years ago, 5 or 6 years ago. I was a bank manager in corporate America. And I lived in Maryland at the time, and I came home to New York for just to see my family and everything. And my best friend encouraged me to get a Brazilian with her. And I was just like, no, the way my vagina set up, I cannot, I refuse. And she finally wore me down, and I went. And I was like, oh, this is not horrible. At the time, it was hard wax. So I was like, okay, we've gotten away from soft wax. Okay, we're making progress. And I continued to do it. And I asked myself, could I remove hair for a living and get out of banking? And one day I went in and I asked for change, and she pulled out a wad of cash. And I went home and I did math. I said, well, she saw 10 people at $100, that's $1,000 a day. She was making more than I made in 2 weeks at the bank, at a corporate level.
Yep.
And I started doing some research. I registered for a wax class because I was not ready to be an esthetician. I didn't know what an esthetician was. I grew up in a West Indian household. So we didn't, we only knew a hairdresser, not necessarily a spa. So I didn't know what an esthetician was. So I go, I take this 4-week class with my wax instructor. And she pulls me aside and she's like, I think you'll be really good at an esthetician. And I was like, oh, I'm just here to get my wax license. I don't want to. She's like, no, let's figure this out. Let's really do this. I think you'll be really good. And I said, okay. So I registered and I fell in love with skincare and how the skin moves and how, things happen at a cellular level, and the science of it all. But I still had a passion for hair removal. And I remember when we got to the wax chapter, I already did the chapter because I already was licensed in wax. there was this one line that said sugaring is another form of hair removal.
One line.
And that was it. And I remember asking my instructor, there's nothing else in regards to sugar. And she said, oh, you know, it's a really difficult technique. You know, we'll figure it out later. You just wax. You wax. You
little student. Yeah. This is what you do. Here's your wax stick. Yeah.
And I said, okay. But the passion was still there for me to learn how to sugar. And I studied skincare to remove hair, which in some cases, the opposite. People learn skincare, you know, and not thinking of hair removal. I know once you remove the hair, we have to treat the skin. And that was my focus.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So you have your one sentence and you're like, all right, something else is better out there.
Right. I said, something has to give.
Okay. So how did you start? Were you a solo? Did you go right into a facility?
So I worked at European Wax for a year while I was in school to learn the business.
Good.
To get faster at waxing and to learn what it took to run a wax studio.
Smart.
Yeah, I said, you're going to pay me to learn how to wax. I'm not
a girl. Not a girl.
And I, as I was going, you know, going to school and learning the business, I graduated from aesthetic school. And the owner, the franchisee, said, all right, so, you know, what's your plan? And I said to her, there are too many Indians in here, and I'm a chief, and you're a chief. And we both can't work here.
I knew I and loved you for a reason.
She looked at me and she's like, okay. And the next week I just put my notice in and opened a studio. But at that point, it was a one room. I can put my hands out and touch the wall.
Yep.
But my rent was $300. I was only able to fit my one massage bed in like one and a cart, not a cabinet, it was my cart, my wax pot, and that was it. And it was so small. I remember having to usher my client in first, having her lay on the bed and then come in and close the door. It was a closet. And even then I still felt there was something else. It was something missing. And I remember watching you and Stephanie Lanes on a video talk about sugar. And I said, oh, this is what I've been looking for. This is what I'm waiting for. So I literally watched all the videos. And then you went on you did another show. And I said, okay, I'm going to sign up. And I signed up with iSugar University. Yes, I said, this is it. I sat in my treatment room and worked hard on just myself practicing sugar. I watched her videos. I practiced pulling the sugar out. I practiced to the point where I was black and blue. At this point, I was still waxing. I was not ready to do sugar on my clients. Mm-hmm. I watched her videos 100 times just to get my mold and flick right. I listened to the carrot analogy. That's still my favorite analogy. I continue to work to learn sugar.
I have a carrot with me at all times. For those of you that are on the podcast, I'm holding my carrot. It comes with me wherever I go. You should get one. Amazon.
Oh, okay. I will definitely. Yes.
I should give out carrots as a gift.
You should in the box.
I will. That's going to be my new thing.
that should be a thing because it makes sense. It made 100% sense as to why we need, you know, to slow our mold down to get the sugar into the hair follicle. You know, the way you flick. I studied your hand like my life depends on it. to the point where my thumb was numb.
Yes.
And yeah. I never looked back. I have sugared ever since I got certified, and that was in 2016.
Gosh, what a difference 4 years makes, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. How long do you think it took you to feel comfortable to start? So that was a while ago, but how long do you think it until you could really like put away the wax pot? What was that experience for you?
So I was still, I had clients that had PCOS, and that was one of the main reasons why, one of the other reasons why I started sugaring, because sugar really does work with clients with PCOS. Out of, I mean, better than laser, better than wax, better than, like, for me, everything that I've done when it comes to PCOS and sugaring is, has changed the course in hair. So I was sugaring chins primarily, and maybe doing a full leg every now and again. But I was still waxing. I left my small closet, moved to a storefront, and said, overhead, it's cheaper for me to predominantly sugar. Because wax is very expensive.
With all the sticks and strips and...
Sticks, strips, I mean, buying wax by the pound. You know, it's just, it was more cost effective for me to go to sugar. At that point, I felt that I was comfortable. I wasn't getting stuck anymore. I had a really good control of the temperature and how that worked with sugar. So I really understood sugar at that point. That was almost maybe a year later when I decided to move and predominantly sugar. And I packed up the night I officially moved in. I packed up my wax pot. I ordered $500 worth of sugar. That was to last me for a month. And I have not pulled out a wax pot since.
Love that. I love it. I actually found a wax pot in my shop because I was using it as an example of what not to use. And I was like, oh, wow, I haven't used one of these and smelled burning wax in a long time.
That's so bad.
I know. You don't realize how beautiful our stuff is, and because we're so used to it, right?
So
you start your new place. You're a solo. You've got your sugar. How did you choose the sugar that you use? How did that? Because you get your brand neutral sugar with Love to Sugar, right?
Right.
How did you choose? Like, how did you go about choosing the company that was right for you?
So I went through a lot of sugar companies. I started with Sugar of the Nile, and that was great. I like their sugar. But when my clients would sweat, and I'm in New York, so the humidity is different, my sugar will not work. which is, you know, I said, okay, so I still did Sugar of the Nile for like the face. Not Brazilian. And then I stumbled on to Tamra's. And I used Tamra for a while, and that was my main sugaring company for since I ordered. So I did Sugar of the Nile and then Tamra, and then I predominantly used Tamra. And then I learned about Mabel. And this was in 2018, 2019.
Okay.
I stumbled on her sugar. So I use a lot. Before then I was using, you know, kind of plain sugar. I still would order sample sugars from other companies. But I still always navigated back to Tamra. And then I tried Tapera, and it was amazing. Just with the temperature in New York, my clients sweating, I don't have issues, at all. And I just, you pick what makes sense for you and what makes sense for your client and what makes sense for the location you're in. And that's how I kind of just navigated. And now I'm stuck with Tapera. Because, you know,
you're in a love stuck position.
I'm a love stuck position with Tapera because it works.
Yeah. And I want to point out that I think it's really important to understand that I love your journey was really trying out different professional sugar companies. You didn't try to make it yourself. You didn't go to Amazon. You didn't go for like these cheapy products to try to like cut down because the professional product lines, if used properly, they can last you a long time. You can get a lot out of the paste. And I love that you went to companies like Sugar of the Nile and Tamra's and now Tapira to really make sure that you had a quality product, that you had great customer service, because all three companies are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Great customer service. But I think like anything, like with skincare, you know, there are so many amazing product lines. And then one just kind of speaks to you, you know? And yeah. And that's what I got from you talking to you earlier is Tapira just spoke to you. And, you know, you can use those other lines, you know, you can adjust the pace and use those other lines perfectly fine in humidity. But there was just something about your room, your hand that Tapira worked and you resonated with Mabel. And that's awesome. Yeah. Yes, because I think what we sometimes do and what I've been hearing a little bit is, oh, well, I use this and I use that. Like it's some exclusive club. And to be honest, it's not. It's just finding the paste and the pre and post products that work for you, right?
Yeah.
And I imagine that you work with people when you teach, and we'll talk about how you got into educating, but you work with people that, you know, like a paste might not work or a powder is just not their favorite. And that's okay. It's still the mold and flick technique. It's still honoring, right, you know, the techniques that we use. And there's plenty of companies that are great. So I love that you kind of hunkered down and settled in with Mabel and Tapira because that's kind of your home. And So you're ordering a ton of product and you're sugaring a bunch. At what point did you decide to bring on to get out of that one room studio and expand and bring one or that's a big decision because you've been killing it, right? So how did you decide to share?
So I used to work, I still work 12-hour days till this day still. But
girl, we got to change that.
So I, God, divine intervention, the universe, whatever you believe in. I was in the middle of finishing my business degree. And I said, I was talking to my husband. I said, we should buy a commercial property. And he was like, all right, well, let's look at some things. So we're looking at, you know, I'm looking around and this new office building pops up. And I was like, oh, it has three rooms. It's really nice. It's the same rent. You know, it makes, oh, let's see what happens. Because my space didn't have, you know, enough room to hire another person. I had my assistant and then it was me and that was it. So we take a look and I said, oh, this is too good to be true. I don't think I could do this. And the owner said, yes, you know, here's what it costs. This is what you need to do. I said, okay, fine. So we move in and now I have three rooms and I only need one. And my sister, who is also an esthetician, who's also was certified through iShow University, she's like, all right, well, you know, I'll work with you. And I said, you're gonna leave your job and work? And she's like, yeah, why not? So I said, okay, I bring her on. So now there's two of us and my assistant. And she's like, yeah, like, you know, we at this point we are juggling these clients. I have a large client base. Because in New York, there aren't a lot of sugarists that are known, that are working at this kind of a level that I know of.
Not well, let's change that, girl. Let's change that. Right. Let's take over New York.
yes, that's why I also moved into educating. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And so me and my sister work together, and then I have this lovely intern that she came in and she said, you know, I just want to work under you and I want to learn everything you learn. And, you know, I'm here. I want to do this. So now we have three girls at Sugar, me, myself, my sister, and my intern and my assistant. So there's three of us in this office. It's a lot to manage with the personalities, but we have fun.
Girl, that is incredible. And what a great testament to you empowering other women to succeed as well. Because there's a whole lot of faces to sugar and hoo-ha's to sugar. There's plenty to share.
Yeah, you know, that's my whole theory. I am one person. My client list is 2,000 and growing. So
in 5 years.
If I am struggling with my, and for me, I don't even think that's a, I don't think that's a lot. Someone else would say, oh my God, too, I wish. But I'm struggling with my clients and getting them in and getting them scheduled and, you know, like fitting people into the schedule. It's like playing Tetris. We are really trying to fit people in. So my idea is that, you know, I was just like, I need to educate more girls and educate them and more estheticians and educate them so that we can all dominate the market, especially in New York. There, you know, there is no one out here that is sugaring at this level. And I want to change that. So I'm here to educate and empower women to open studios, start in a one room, you get the coaching, get the advice, get all the information and start and make this money. There's money out here to be made.
Yeah. There's someone that just made a comment about how they're a solo and they're thinking about their future. And I would say, Tahina, you're a really great example of, you don't just jump out of school and you own your own place. You're a really great example of, you had business background by being a banker. And then you really took the time to study. So being at European Wax Center wasn't just some job you took, right? It was a place where you were observing the back end. You were observing the good and the bad, because there is good, there is bad, right? And I think the key to understand is everything that you do when you get out of school is a tool for your tool belt. And you should be take a wax class, watch the positioning of that. Take a sugar class, like take a business class, take a marketing class, because really, as you know, going solo is not as easy as, it's not the grass is greener on the other side of that fence. I'm an employee and solo is easier. It's a true choice.
Oh yeah. You know, I was telling one of my clients the other day, I said, they say be an entrepreneur, but they don't never tell you that the clock doesn't stop. There's no clock in and clock out. We go all day, 24 hours. When I'm sleeping, I'm working in my head.
And you're thinking about the latest, you know, the next marketing campaign or how you're going to fit those girls in tomorrow. Or it becomes an obsession almost.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and it's to the point where I have a board of to-dos and it says, we need to work on this. We need to do this. We need to handle it. Like, and it doesn't stop. So of course, you know, it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to be a solo. Of course. And, you know, yes, you may have the money, but if you don't have the back end knowledge to successfully do it and take the classes and take the training, it's going to get harder. I mean, yes, you may succeed, of course, right? We want to wish you nothing but the best.
Absolutely.
But taking the time to know your business and know the steps that you need to take is what's going to get you to the next level.
Absolutely. And even you know, now you've had to figure out how to manage other personalities, like you said. So it's not just like, I'm going to open this big place and have all these people. That comes with, it's a completely different job title. Being a sugarist is one thing, and being the owner and manager of multiple humans is a whole nother ball game.
That's a different beast.
I was
when I worked in banking, I managed a staff of 10, you know, and maybe more than 10. No, 10, because we rotated. Mm-hmm. That's different, right? You know, that if banking corporate is so tight. You know, everyone's very, you know, stuffy. So you don't have to really deal with personalities as much, or, you know, everyone sits at their desk and they type and, you know, you may have a conversation with someone, but for the most part, you clock in, you clock out, you go home. Mm-hmm. In the spa industry, in the beauty industry, our personality, we're artists first. Mm-hmm. And if anything else, we are the most eccentric. We're always over the top. It's never straight and forward. You know, like it is hard work managing the bodies in here, even the clients. The clients mm-hmm. come in here, you know, and it's like a party, but we still have to remain professional. Mm. You know, and it's a lot of work. It really is. I would say to anyone that wants to be solo and want to get to this level of employees and owning a studio, do your homework, work with someone first, work intern with someone. You know, there's nothing better than free information sometimes and mm-hmm. giving your time to help work in someone else's spa or studio and to learn the business is the only way that I see for me. That's why I did it that way. And I would tell anyone to do it the same way.
Yeah. So you have decided that education is your next step, right? And you're working in your 3-room place and you're killing it with 12 clients. And it really does take another skill set to become an educator, because mm-hmm. it is one thing to do and another thing to teach what you do.
Okay.
And so I love that you have gone into the education space, and a lot of people think, oh, I'll just educate and, you know, I'll make all this money. Well, it really is a labor of love, and mm-hmm. it really truly is something that you choose to do because, you know, obviously you kill it in the treatment room making good money, right? So how did you decide that you wanted to add education to your resume?
So I've always had a passion for teaching. Anything I know, I'm always willing to give to someone and say, you know, here, I already went through the ups and downs. I'm going to package it for you and I'm going to give it to you so you don't have to go through the same thing I went through.
Yeah.
So before I even got to this studio, I had mentees that I, you know, that were estheticians that just needed help navigating as far as, you know, starting their own business or what products to use, or if they were interested in doing sugar. So I've kind of always been in this space privately. I used to like doing one-on-one because I can, and I didn't charge. It was a completely mentorship. I gave, because, you know, you ask someone a question and you can send them a message and they will not respond back to you. that's been my issue. I would say, how do you do a face sugar? And I would send, you know, a fellow sugar sister and nut crickets. And you know, I get it. You're busy. You pay for your information. Why give it away for free?
Yeah.
So I get it. But now I'm in the space where I worked so hard and I didn't have someone to guide me through this. I want to help guide women through this. And we can do this, especially, you know, the women that want to start a career. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a solo. You can do this, you know, with working for somebody and just getting the knowledge and then transitioning. But I do want to give and teach and show them that you don't have to be afraid of sugar, that it's definitely the better alternative. I always tell my clients, sugar is the Chanel of hair removal. You can't go wrong. Mm. And I want all of us to sugar. There should be no more wax anywhere.
Oh, it's a movement, girl. We are starting this movement because really it's all about making the sweet switch. And if you are watching this and or listening to this and you've been a waxer and you're like, God, there's got to be a better way. We know the way. And I would love for you to join our sugar world. And so would Tahina.
Of course.
Tahina, how can they find you now? You're at Bare Body Sugaring. If they want to go get sugared in New York and try it out, whereabouts in New York are you?
I'm in Valley Stream, so Nassau County.
Nassau County. And so if you're nearby and you want to go get sugared, we will have the links for her place in the show notes. If you would like to get certified, you can get online certified with Tapira and then come see her for perfection. But what hands-on classes are you providing, Tahina?
So I do a Brazilian boot camp. I also do the basics sugaring training through Tapira.
Yep.
So they can go to Sapira, like you said, or they can go to my website, which is barebodysugaring.com, and they can sign up for that. But I just did a Brazilian boot camp this Sunday. They can all amazing. Amazing. So I am more of a hands-on trainer.
Yep.
I just don't like to stand and talk to the board. So I had models set up, and everything that could happen will happen. And I rather practice in front of, you know, in front of me while I can help and navigate and troubleshoot with you, mm-hmm. than to, you know, give you all the possible scenarios and send you home. Mm-hmm. So it was amazing. We had 6 models. I did 2 to show how, you know, hand placement and things like that. And then we did the other 4 together, but I've noticed a lot of things with the way their hands are placed and how to hold the sugar and the different, you can mix sugar. That's one of the things I'm noticing that is some of the newbie sugarists are kind of confused with. They were saying, oh, I didn't know I can mix soft and medium together, or right. I didn't know I can mix firm. So that's some of the things that we worked on. But it was an amazing class. I just love teaching.
I want to take your class now. I could learn something from you, probably. No. Yes, for sure. We're always students, right? Like, I mean, you'll learn something from me. I'll learn something from you. That's what this is about. And I love that you have come on to share your story today. I love that, you know, that I have another sugar sister, as you said, that can really help spread our passion and help newbies to get better and help waxers to make the sweet switch. And it's a passion and a movement that is really starting to take full steam ahead. So thank you for sharing your story, Tahina. I wish you nothing but the best out there in New York. I cannot wait to hug you live at some point because, you know, we need to be able to get to that place. But thank you for being you. And I want to take a moment to really honor you. It takes a lot to be a strong business owner. It takes a lot to follow your passion. And there were many nights where you stared at the ceiling and you wondered how you were going to do it. And there were many nights that you maybe even still wonder, gosh, what's the future look like? And I want to take a moment to just honor that journey that you've been on, because it's an important one from the very baby beginnings to your sweet success and beyond. So cheers to you and all that you have done. And thank you for sharing it with others.
Well, thank you so much, Shannon, for having me. I've looked up to you from when I was a baby esthetician. And I still look up to you. I still admire you. I am in awe when every time you get on live and anytime when you have great knowledge, you really have helped pave the way for a lot of us.
Thank you.
Especially, you know, you just get on live and you make the day seem like it's going to be okay.
Aww,
you know, I appreciate you. Thank you for having me. It's been amazing.
Oh, love fest. We got this, sugar audience. We have got this. We both are here for you. Mabel is here for you. And we are going to hold hands and kill it on this journey with all of you. So have a beautiful day. Cheers to your sweet success. And we look forward to seeing you all very, very soon and giving you a giant hug.
Bye.
Ciao. Bye.
Hello, beauty professionals and sugar professionals. This is Shannon, your sugar mama. I am really, really proud of this community and how hard everyone works all the time. And I want you to all know that there's so much education out there for all of you. And if you're kind of on the fence, you're not sure if you want a sugar, you want to just kind of see what the sugar thing is all about, we have a free Facebook group We also, if you're ready to start sugaring, we have our basic certification course. And if you're an advanced sugar pro and you really got it all down, just need help with your business, maybe your technique, maybe some ideas, maybe some encouragement, we have the Sugar Tribe for you as well. So check any of the links in our show notes. They're pretty specific on all of the things that we have to offer as well. You can always go to our website, love2andsugar.com. Everything you need to know is there, from podcast episodes to a directory of sugaring professionals to information, advanced knowledge library. There's so much on there. So I look forward to meeting you at some point in the future. But until then, here are all the things that you can do to get yourself involved with sugar.